Here are some of the details on the new California law that will allow college athletes to get paid. It won't have the colleges, who make millions off the play of athletes, pay their student athletes. Instead, college athletes will be allowed to hire sports agents, make money from endorsements like Nike. And this is all in defiance of the NCAA. Coming up next, our special guest.
Play action. Carpenter sacked. He is hammered. Once again, Carpenter loses his helmet.
Yeah, Rudy Carpenter, welcome to Arizona's Morning News. Not much of a welcome there for you from USC. You think this this law is a good idea, Rudy, but by the way, you started ASU as quarterback, but then went on to the NFL, and the vast majority of college athletes don't turn pro like you did. So there's no payday for them, is there?
Well, I think that's true, but I think it's not only just for football players, but I think one of the things that people need to look at is also women athletes.
Yeah.
You know, in our society, women professional sports that women play in, they don't make the same money that male sports make, whether it's the NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, or NHL. And so many times, a lot of the women that are playing in college are really at the peak of their level or their peak performance or the height of their career. And they're being marketed too. You see their pictures on season tickets. You see their pictures on the cards coaches are handing out. You see their pictures on billboards all across of the cities and states where their colleges are located. But like in my case, you know, playing at ASU, I was a 4-year starter. They sold the number 12 jersey, really 3 of those 4 years, and they just don't put your name on the back. And anybody knows those jerseys that are being sold sell for $75 to $100, and I wasn't getting any piece of that action. It's the same thing with you know, the endorsement deals. You look at a school like ASU, whether they're a Nike school or they're an Adidas school now, Adidas is paying, you know, millions of dollars in merchandise to each of these schools to have those players wear their merchandise, and the players aren't being compensated at all. Players obviously incur injuries while they're in college. Those aren't being taken care of once those players are out of college.
Yeah, they have to live
the rest of their lives.
That's a really good point, because once your college career is over, and maybe it ends early because of an injury, you got to live with that stuff the rest of your life.
Well, yeah, and look, you know, my political views are probably different than most. I have a hard time believing you're going to legislate equality. I think you're going to have a hard time legislating equity. And the point is with a rule like this, it's just going to allow the free market to do what the free market does,
right?
Which is, if you're Matt Leiner and you're Reggie Bush and you're the USC football team back in those days when they were bigger than life, look, those guys are going to make a lot of money out there in Los Angeles, signing autographs, doing appearances, marketing for companies, shoe deals, you know, card deals, whatever that may be. And the last guy on that USC roster is probably not going to make any money. And the fact of the matter is that's just the way that it goes. If you're a Alabama football player or a Clemson football player and you're one of those top players, you're probably going to make more money in the marketing and the shoe deals and
that's
advertising than a guy at Oregon State would.
But that's kind of how real life is. So I got to ask you, we're talking to Rudy Carpenter, former ASU star quarterback. He played in the NFL as well, and he thinks this California law that would allow college athletes to receive endorsement money is a good idea. Are you sticking a bug in Governor Ducey's ear to back a similar law here in Arizona? I mean, he's a fellow ASU alum, so he might just listen to you, right?
Oh, I mean, well, I don't know if he would, but the interesting thing is, like I said, I think with California making this law, the people are worried that in 2023, when this law is actionable, I think people are worried that it's going to make an unfair playing field for the California schools. I think they think that these kids are going to go to USC or UCLA or Stanford or Cal, San Diego State, just based on the fact they can get paid where they can't get paid in Arizona or Alabama. Personally, I don't think that's true. I still think the top players in the country realize that the big money is in the NFL and that they're going to want to go to the colleges that they believe are going to give them the best opportunity to play in the NFL and play in the college football playoff and play the nationally televised games every week. So I don't think this is going to create any unfairness, but we also don't know, if we're being honest, we also don't know what the unintended consequences will be. Like I said, there will be haves. And there will be have-nots with this rule, and there will be haves and have-nots on the same football team. Like I said, the starting quarterback at ASU is going to be treated a lot differently than the last walk-on guy on the roster, and that's just the nature of the beast.